Mark Twain once said that when there's a gold rush, it's a good time to be in the pick and shovel business. Today, we look at the rapidly evolving markets in the marijuana green rush in our Cannabusiness Chronicles.
Welcome back, everybody, to Cannabusiness Chronicles segment. And joining us today, we've got David Dinenberg, the CEO of Kind Financial. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, Russ, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. And I hope I got your last name pronounced correctly. Is it Dinenberg?
It's close enough. It's Dinenberg, but Dinenberg. You can call me whatever you want. That's fine.
No. As a guy named Belleville who always gets called Bellevue, it's a sticking point for me. So Dinenberg, much better. All right.
Dinenberg.
Thanks for joining us. And tell our listeners a little bit about Kind Financial.
Sure. Kind Financial is a full-service cannabis compliance technology company. We provide seed-to-sale software for both the industry as well as for governments. We provide cash management solutions, and we're partners in a company called Link to Banking, which provides banking consulting and technology that enables banks to work with the cannabis industry.
And this has been a big problem for the developing industry, both in recreational and legalized states, is that, of course, the federal government still says it's an illegal drug, and banks can't deal with illegal drug business, and cannabis is illegal drug. And how is this? How are you guys managing to solve this problem?
Sure. Well, you know, I think that if we all read the headlines and if we all, you know, read the articles that are written in this industry, that a lot of us wouldn't be doing anything every day. I think, a really important part is there's a lot of misinformation out there, Russ. And here's the reality. The reality of it is that the federal government, through the top cop being the Attorney General, as well as FinCEN, which is a division of Treasury which deals with financial crimes, have both set forth memos in 2013 and 2014, known as the Cole Memo and the FinCEN Memo, that, you know, gives law enforcement the directive of leaving state-sponsored state programs alone as long as everyone's, you know, following state law. And then as far as money goes, you know, FinCEN has, you know, sent out these memos as far as ways and outlines targets that you know, very clearly state how financial institutions can work with the cannabis industry. The one thing that hasn't taken place, as we all are well aware, is that there's no law, the laws haven't changed. Mm. And really, those memos both obviously reserve the right for the federal prosecutors to do ultimately what they need to do. So, you know, banks are in the business of mitigating risk. That's what a banker does every day of their lives. And I think one of the misnomers in this space, especially in the banking space, is that, you know, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to adhere to the FinCEN guidelines. And I'm here to tell you that that's not true, that there are, or we have a compliance piece of software that automates and streamlines the process for banks. So, you know, if you do things the right way and if we all educate ourselves on what we can and can't do, I think that a lot of banks will learn that you can ban cannabis. Is there a higher level of diligence? Is there a higher level of reporting? The short answer is yes, but the longer answer is it can be done. It can be done today, and we have the tools that are doing it.
Fantastic. It's almost as if the feds are making, through these memos, it's like making a yeah. promise. We promise we won't bust you, and the banks are saying, uh-huh, sure, write it down.
Right, exactly. I mean, listen, until laws changed, you know, you're going to have all these banks, you know, or a lot of the banks sitting on the sidelines. I also think that the misnomer in the industry is the day that banking law changes is the day that you can go to Wells Fargo or Chase or wherever you bank and open an account.
That's don't worry. Wells Fargo will open the account for you, so that's okay. Wells Fargo will do it for you.
Touche on that one. But the reality of it is, even if law changes tomorrow at the federal level, even if the law just changes for the banking laws just changed, the reality of it is there's going to be years of processes and procedures and guidance that are going to take place that are going to outline the way that the banks can work with the industry. So there is no short-term fast fix for banking as far as what everyone wants to have. You know, there's no magic wand, right? But there are services out there, including the service that we offered, that do allow these banks to do it and to do it safely and securely.
That is great news for a lot of our listeners that are wanting to get involved with their own cannabis-based business. We're speaking with David Dinenberg from Kind Financial. Give them a link or some more information for contact so they can follow up on that.
Sure, absolutely. Kind.financial is our website, and linktobanking.com is our Link to Banking website.
Fantastic. Now, other issues involved in regulatory compliance. You mentioned seed to sale, and we just covered the Green Wave Advisors report that talked about how medical and recreational markets may merge or will likely merge in the future. How are you set up to help customers with seed to sale and the rapidly changing regulatory scheme if indeed these two sides merge?
Sure. Well, let's start at the top. So we have a product which we call AgriSoft, which is a seed-to-sale technology that was built 100% for this industry. What's unique about Kind is our approach to how we do our solutions, right? We do not bring any Band-Aids to the industry. We only bring true legitimate products and services to this industry. So anything that you ever see under, you know, my banner that we're offering, it's a true solution. There's no end-arounds. That's not who we are. We took the approach when we developed our seed-to-sale software. We really took the approach from law enforcement and from regulatory bodies. So we have people in our team that have that state and federal experience that have guided our hands in developing the most robust compliance software that there is. And, you know, I'm being very serious when I say that. And a lot of people, you know, might not love that, right? If you are in the industry and you're concerned about this or concerned about that, the reality of it is our system is custom made for this industry. We can make customizations for our clients on the fly. Our customer service is second to none. And quite frankly, as we all read in June, you know, Microsoft chose us to partner with in delivering our services. So we have a very robust platform, and we're really excited for, you know, to offer to the industry.
Yeah, and that story on the Microsoft choosing Kind Financial was a very compelling story. In that we saw this big tech giant dipping its toes into the water here, into the quasi-legal side of the world, that, well, increasingly legal side of the world. What's that been like trying to work with Microsoft, and what sort of concerns did they have getting involved?
Yeah, well, with all due respect, I can't go through the details of it. You know, a lot of the things that, that are between Microsoft and I need to stay between Microsoft and I. But I'll tell you this. Microsoft is already fundamental. You know, they're already in the government business. They're already in the government sector. The government they consider to be a quote-unquote client. And at the end of the day, they wanted the ability to be able to offer their clients everything that they need to be able to be offered. So I'm just the beneficiary of having a great product that filled a void in the Microsoft system, and they've been wonderful to work with. You know, they're very bullish on what we're doing. You know, they look at it where, if you know, the states are legalizing this, and therefore it's legal for their customer, and they want to be able to support their customers.
Folks, you can find
and
out
I think,
more.
You know, yeah, I'm sorry, Russ, go ahead.
I was just going to say they could find out more about this regulatory compliance software, the financial angle, banking. Go to kind.financial to learn more. And sorry about interrupting, you were saying?
No, I was going to say, and I think it was, you know, for a company in this industry, it was an incredibly legitimizing and proud moment for us as a company. But it was also a great day for the industry, where I think the legitimacy of what everyone here is trying to accomplish, you know, I think everyone took a lot of pride in that announcement, and they should.
Oh, absolutely. And David, we appreciate what you're doing and the company you're building there to help our industry maintain this compliance. We're stepping out here. We want to put our best foot forward and not give our opponents an excuse to say, see, we legalized, and look at the terrible things that happened. So again, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
On a personal level, what's your background getting into this space? Was cannabis always a part of your life, or is this like, oh my God, this is all new to me?
A little bit of both. I live in Los Angeles now. I'm originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I moved out here. My family and I, you know, our kids were young at that point, and my wife and I took the leap of faith, and we moved to Los Angeles in the summer of 14, and we did it to, I'm sorry, the summer of 13, and we did it to start this company and to start this business. You know, to be honest with you, I'm an old real estate developer. I have a sophisticated background, from raising money to building buildings to borrowing money, all those different sophistications that you need to do to do big business. But, you know, I was looking for something different. We had a hard time during the real estate crash. We lost a lot. We were starting over. And really, we were watching a television program one night, and, you know, if you would have coughed, you would have missed the 10 seconds where they said, you know, all cash, no financial structure, no backbone. And this whole thing really started as a research project for my wife and I, and it's grown into what it's grown into today. And at the end of the day, the one thing that, Russ, that I have realized over the last 2.5-3 years, every heavily regulated industry in the country, quite frankly, the world, look at it. Look at pharmaceutical, look at alcohol, look at tobacco, look at guns. You know, at the core of those businesses or industries, it's compliance. And, you know, I just hope it's something that this industry, as it grows and becomes more sophisticated, as well as, you know, we go from 23 to 25, and hopefully after November we go to 26 states, you know, we're going to have to be able to be compliant. That's the only way this industry is going to become serious and legitimate and, quite frankly, widespread, if not federally legal at some point. So, you know, I would like to believe that we're helping and moving this industry in a forward-fashion way.
Excellent. Thank you. David Denenberg, CEO of Kind Financial. You can find out more on the net at kind.financial. Thanks for joining us, and good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
And folks, that's all the time we got for our show today, but stay tuned. Hour 2 is coming up next. That's our Toker Talk Radio Hour, where you can be the voice of the marijuana nation. Our phone line is 650-LEGAL-MJ, 650-534-2565. We're going to talk a lot about guns and weed. For everyone here at CannabisRadio.com, I'm Radical Russ. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. Yeah. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. Yeah. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down.